This is a Kim Munson Liberty and Economy briefing. Colorado House and Senate committees killed both 2026 data center bills. Two Colorado legislative committees rejected the 2026 data center bills in May, leaving the state without an industry-specific sales and use tax exemption. Federal bonus depreciation under the One Big Beautiful Bill Act still lets businesses across the economy, data center operators among them, deduct equipment costs in the first year. Colorado grants data centers no industry-specific tax exemption, and two legislative committees ended the latest attempts to create one within 4 days of each other in May 2026. The House Committee on Energy and Environment postponed House Bill 26-1030 indefinitely on May 7 on an 11-2 vote, killing a bill that would have granted certified operators a 100% state sales and use tax exemption for 20 years. The Senate Committee on Transportation and Energy did the same to Senate Bill 26-102 on May 11 on a 9-0 vote. Nothing in that outcome touches the federal layer, which no state controls. Section 70301 of the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, the tax law enacted on July 4, 2025, restored 100% bonus depreciation and made it permanent, so a business that buys equipment deducts the entire cost in the year the equipment goes into service. That deduction requires no application, no certification, and no commitment to create jobs, and it runs across the economy without regard to industry, reaching a farmer buying a tractor as readily as a technology company buying graphics processors. The statute carves out two narrow classes: property used primarily in a regulated public utility business and property in a business carrying floor plan financing debt, but nothing in it singles data centers out for either favor or exclusion. What states decide is the second layer. The sales and use tax is their own legislature's right, and that is where the targeted breaks live. Louisiana exempts approved data centers from state and local sales and use taxes for 20 years. Texas exempts them from its 6.25% state sales tax, and the Texas Comptroller of Public Accounts estimates that exemption's value at $1,015.6 million in fiscal 2025, projecting it to reach $1,753.3 million by fiscal 2030. House Bill 26-1030 would have created a Colorado Data Center Development Authority inside the Colorado Office of Economic Development to certify projects and award the exemption. Certification would have taken at least $250 million invested within 5 years, groundbreaking within 2 years, and prevailing wage and water stewardship commitments from the operator. The exemption would have run 20 years with a possible 10-year extension, and it would have covered state sales and use taxes only, leaving local taxes due unless a locality adopted it. Senate Bill 26-102 came at the same industry from the regulatory side, defining large load data centers at a peak load above 30 megawatts, requiring them to procure renewable electricity equal to their full annual consumption beginning in 2031, and barring utilities from offering them economic development rates. Senator Kathy Kipp, a Democrat of Fort Collins, rewrote it over the session's final weekend to add two competitively awarded 15-year tax exemptions a year, and when the change failed to win enough support, she asked that her own bill be postponed indefinitely, and the committee agreed. Colorado has 56 data centers, according to Data Center Map, and Kipp intends to bring the legislation back next session, according to the Colorado Sun. A similar bill had failed a year earlier. Senate Bill 25-280, whose sponsors included senators from both parties, proposed a 100% exemption on the same 20-year term, though it set different conditions and added a second certification tier, carrying an income tax credit. It cleared Senate Transportation and Energy on April 16, 2025, and was then laid over in Senate Appropriations on May 8 without reaching a floor vote. In their fiscal note, Legislative Council staff, the General Assembly's nonpartisan analysts, put the cost of the House Bill 26-1030 exemption to the general fund at $4.4 million in the 2026-27 budget year, $29.0 million in 2027-28, and $59.1 million in 2028-29, and they expected the losses to compound after that as more facilities qualified and as the exemption reached ongoing maintenance and upgrades. the same fiscal note traces an effect on Colorado households. Colorado sets the Family Affordability Tax Credit and the Expanded Earned Income Tax Credit by an adjustment factor tied to state revenue, so an exemption that reduced revenue subject to TABOR would move that factor. The analysts expected both credits to fall below the December 2025 forecast as a result. Scored that way, the bill increases revenue by $105.8 million in fiscal year 2027-28, they wrote, by causing those credits to be available at a lower level than expected under current law. That figure is more than three times what the exemption itself would have cost the state that year, and it would have landed on the households claiming those two credits. The Colorado Sun reported the same finding, that the proposed break would raise taxes on the poorest Coloradans. The fiscal note for Senate Bill 25280 put the revenue effect at $2.6 million in fiscal year 2025-26, $17.4 million in fiscal year 2026, $27 and $38.8 million the following year, and it recorded reductions in TABOR refunds alongside the reductions in general fund revenue. Under the Taxpayers' Bill of Rights, revenue the state collects above its cap goes back to taxpayers. So in a surplus year, an exemption written for one industry comes out of the refund owed to everyone else. The House Bill 26-1030 note also counted the states already offering these breaks. At least 37 states offer some type of tax incentives for data centers, the analysts wrote on June 8, 2026. Kim Monson, host of The Kim Monson Show, framed selective tax treatment in free market terms. When government puts their finger on the lever and says one business doesn't have to pay something, but all the others do, that's not a free market whatsoever, she said. A business ordinarily recovers equipment costs through deductions spread across the asset's useful life, and Section 70301 collapses that schedule into a single year. It applies to property with a recovery period of 20 years or less, which covers the servers, graphics processors, network gear, and racks that fill a data center. The provision reaches property acquired after January 19, 2025, and the law repealed the phase-down schedule that would have stepped the rate back down, so the 100% deduction now has no expiration date. Hakeem Anwar, founder of Take Back Our Tech, who built a public map of the country's AI data centers, walked through the economics on the show after reading the newsroom's reporting on smart water meters in Colorado cities. Businesses recovering the cost of new capital spending had been depreciating it year over year, but now you're able to write the whole thing off in 1 year, he said. So it's like an interest-free tax loan from the government. The benefit is timing, since the deduction moves write-offs from later years into the first one. The rule reaches the equipment itself, so a data center recovers those costs on the same schedule as any other capital-intensive company. The building is treated differently because a data center shell is non-residential real property with a 39-year recovery period, which puts it past the 20-year ceiling and outside Section 70301 entirely. Congress did write a 1-year deduction for structures into the same law in Section 70307 and drew it narrowly. It covers only the portion of a building used as an integral part of the manufacturing, production, or refining of a qualified product. It defines a qualified product as any tangible personal property, limits the word production to agricultural production and chemical production, and excludes any portion of a building used for software development or engineering activities. IRS Notice 2026-16, the interim guidance. Treasury and the IRS issued while proposed regulations are pending, restates each of those tests and never mentions data centers. State exemptions forgive a tax that would otherwise be owed, and they go only to companies that clear an investment threshold and apply for certification. I know companies like Meta have received 100% off of their sales and use tax, which is a very startling break, Anwar said. Louisiana wrote that result into its statute. Under Louisiana Revised Statutes 47305.73, Louisiana state and local sales and use taxes shall not apply to eligible data center equipment purchased by and expenditures of an approved data center facility, a list running from servers and cooling plant to substations, backup generators, and construction materials. Certification takes a sworn attestation of at least 50 new permanent Louisiana jobs and $200 million in new capital investment. And the 20-year term is renewable by Louisiana Economic Development for 10 more. Ohio negotiates the number. Ohio Revised Code 122.175 lets the state's tax credit authority completely or partially exempt data center equipment from sales and use tax under an agreement, and sets the outer bound at 100% of such taxes that would otherwise be owed. The authority sets both the percentage and the term case by case, and eligibility takes $100 million invested at the site and $1.5 million in annual Ohio payroll. Texas shows what the second layer costs a state once the facilities arrive. Its exemption dates to 2013 and takes a facility of at least 100,000 square feet, 20 qualifying jobs, and $200 million invested over 5 years. The Comptroller's Program page notes that qualifying items are exempt from the 6.25% state tax, while local sales and use taxes remain due. In its January 17, 2025 report to the governor and the legislature, the Comptroller's Office put the exemption's value at $1,015.6 million in fiscal 2025, rising each year to $1,753.3 million in fiscal 2030. Those figures measure revenue the state never collects. Because the exemption removes the tax at the point of sale, the amount appears in the Comptroller's tax exemption estimates rather than in an appropriation the legislature votes on. The bill still gets paid, Anwar said, because these data centers are saving it, but it's really being passed on to everyday Americans as we pay for the build out of the supporting infrastructure, the new power lines, the high voltage power lines, and the electric substation. Colorado communities are weighing that same build-out on their own terms, from an Aurora facility's power demand to Jefferson County's data center moratorium and its 1,500-foot setback. The federal deduction follows those projects into Colorado, whatever the state decides, and the state sales tax exemption has now failed in each of the last two sessions. And now, Kim's perspective. I believe in free markets. And a free market means the same rules for everyone who shows up to compete. When the state tells one company it can skip the sales and use tax that every other business pays, government has picked the winner before the market ever got a say. Look at what our own nonpartisan legislative staff found when they scored this year's bill. The break would have pulled down the family affordability credit and the earned income tax credit, so the families claiming those credits would have quietly covered the cost of it. Small businesses here do not get a 20-year exemption on the equipment they buy, and they do not get a certificate from a state authority saying they are special. Our elected representatives have turned this down in each of the last two sessions, and they should keep turning it down. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson Liberty and Economy Briefing.